This is Wild About Utah.
I just got back from a voyage across the North Sea and couldn't wait to tell everyone about the stunning landscape. Huge blocks of black basalt rock rising out of the sea. No trees in sight, but always a scattering of sheep grazing wherever grass had been able to grow. It being spring, there were also quite a few baby lambs that seemed to prefer bouncing to walking. Once, when our ship dropped anchor, a local hiking guide offered to show us how he and his border collie worked together to gather the scattered sheep and bring them down to his farm in the fall. He gave the dog a command in Finnish, and the dog raced up the hill away from us. Another command, and the dog stopped immediately and lay down. More commands, and the dog did it all. It was very impressive, but best of all, the dog seemed to be really enjoying the workout. Now, here in northern Utah, we don't get to see very many sheep grazing on our hillsides, but we can see plenty of working sheepdogs at the International Sheepdog Competition held every Memorial Day weekend at Soldier Hollow outside Midway, Utah. It's been going on for years, and I wouldn't miss it for anything. I checked this year's program and was delighted to see one of the teams came from Cache Valley. Some of the other dogs came from as far away as New Zealand, South Africa, and Scotland. After 3 days of qualifying rounds, the top dogs were ready to go. The first handler and their dogs stepped up to the starting post. The big red digital clock started the countdown from 45 minutes. The dog is sent racing and over the hill where 10 sheep are waiting. These are not your ordinary farm sheep, but big, rangy sheep brought in from the desert. They've never been herded before. The dog circles around behind the sheep. By now, the handler is blowing his whistle and shouting as the dog maneuvers the sheep through a gate and back down to the starting post. The next step is a return trip up the hill to bring back 10 more burly sheep. These sheep are all wearing bright red collars. The real excitement begins for me when all 20 sheep are standing inside a large circle marked out on the grass. The handler and the dog now enter the circle with the sheep. Their job is to separate 5 of the red-collared sheep and keep them inside the circle while pushing all the other sheep out. The sheep do not want to be separated. By now, the handler is mostly shouting, "Lie down!" Too much pressure from the dog, and all the sheep will bolt out of the circle. Meanwhile, the big red digital clock is ticking down. I find myself holding my breath. For many teams, the clock runs out. The ones that are successful now move on to the final challenge. They must move the 5 red-collared sheep into a very small pen with an even smaller tiny gate. Often the dog will lock eyes in a stare down with a burly, stubborn sheep. It's another cliffhanger. Win or lose, these hard-working sheepdogs are a joy to watch. You might want to join me at Soldier Hollow next Memorial Day, come rain or shine. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.